Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. And thank you for starting your day in a positive way. And I hope that you had a great Thanksgiving. And in our studio here, I am your host, and we've got a full show for you again today. And I hope that probably everybody's got like their families. You know how everybody has
turkey hangover.
Turkey hangover. Is there such a thing as turkey hangover? I mean, it kind of makes you like tired after you eat it.
Well,
right?
The tryptophan.
Tryptophan.
But
yeah.
I read somewhere that the amount that you would have to eat like four 16, 20 pound whatever turkeys yourself.
Yeah. Okay. We didn't do that. So, anyways. Well, if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I want to remind all of my new friends out there, thank you for Facebooking us and liking us and sharing my show. That is The Kim Pagano. And I've got John Boring here. He is helping with all my social media.
Good morning, Kim.
How are you? And I've got David York. He just opened up a new place right out here on 3000 Bunsen Avenue, Unit N. And that is right here in Ventura. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Kim. Good morning.
Yeah, we're going to find out some really great tips. We've got Sean here, Sean Stern.
Sean in the house.
There you go. And we got Spence.
Yes, here.
Hey, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was fantastic.
Yeah, lots of family?
Over the hills, yeah. We're out in beautiful Palm Desert.
Oh, very cool. Uh-oh, for what, a game or just eating?
No, we ate, then we did hockey.
Very nice. Okay, I figured it was a hockey game. It's like we're racing, he's hockey. You know, it's all about that. So anyways, well, I am really glad. I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. You will want to write that down. Again, 805-419-0008, or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, because we've got lots of stuff we're giving away. And all you have to do is call that number and enter your name, or give us your name and your email and your phone number, so we can let you know if you are one of our winners. And we have a $50 gift certificate to Lures Fish House. And I'm really excited because I thought, everybody's here with family and stuff, right?
That's the one right off Lindero in Westlake.
Yeah, they've actually got one in Ventura, they got one in Camarillo, and one in Westlake now. And their oyster bars are to die for.
I love oyster bars.
I'm telling you, yeah. The guy can't, like, you know, shuck them. Is that what they call shucking? Yeah. They can't do it fast enough. So I do want to remind everybody also, last week we talked with Carol Gerke, and we talked about our Pamper Chef party, and that is going on. It's a win-win. It's all about getting all your stuff or gifts right now.
With proceeds going towards the typhoon in the Philippines.
Yeah, so it's a win-win. So definitely, all you have to do is email me, again, kim@kimpaganoshow. Call us. Let me know that you're interested. You can also go to my Facebook, The Kim Pagano Show, and let me know there that you want to be a part of that, or you want to. You can have your own party, too. I mean, there's so many ways to get out there, but there's lots of great stuff. So definitely I want to start off with that. Today, we are going to start off with Sean Stern. And I do want to give you a little bit. I mean, you've been hearing him. He's on my show. I love it. I just actually talked to your niece. I just did her hair. And she's like, you guys are still? Wow, that's cool.
I infiltrated a while ago.
I know.
Just haven't left.
Yeah. But anyways, Sean has a new book. He's actually got a couple books that another one that's coming out, but it's Doppelganger. And it is, what would you do if a duplicate stole your life? And that's basically what your book's all about, right?
Crime thriller, turned sci-fi, psychological fantasy.
Yeah, but now that I've been talking to you for a while, your brain, I don't think you ever turn off, do you? You're
no.
kind of, I mean, I don't turn off either, but.
No, insomnia.
You're like,
whole nine yards, yeah. It's
pretty
bad.
And so.
It's clinical.
Yeah, but so we thought today we would talk about the examined life.
Yes.
And I'm really excited.
This is something exciting. I've been trying to, you know, think of like a nice little segment for the show that I can bring my own little spice to it. And,
yeah.
And it's going to be called The Examined Life.
Yeah. And so what does that mean?
Well, Plato wrote the a number of dialogues where his main star, you might say, was Socrates. And Socrates was eventually killed in ancient Greece for making people think. And he made them think and question their value systems, the things that they just, we wake up and we assume because either they were given to us by our parents, these beliefs or whatever. And there's this famous quote by Socrates after he's already been condemned to death. And he says, the examined life is not a life worth living. So I thought a good idea would to have like sort of a little segment on the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show, of the examined life, and in it discuss different topics. So today I was hoping to talk maybe about the question, am I doing everything I can to succeed in my life?
And I love that question because so many of us, you know, and I'm right there with everybody, is, you know, my house, when I get at my bigger house, when I get mm-hmm. my car, when I my kids grow up, when I clean my house, when I lose my weight, when I lose, you know, all these different, when my hair gets longer. I mean, dealing as a hair therapist, I really deal with a lot of people intimately, and so many people put their life on hold. John, David, I think that you probably get that a lot from people, right?
You're right, a lot. And it's just exactly what he was saying. It's something that you bring together and you think about. So, yes, I understand that.
Yeah, and a great question. John, you deal with a lot of people and their websites, and they're trying to turn their businesses around and stuff, and they're like, okay, so as soon as I get you, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
So we do it in our business. We do it in our personal life. We do it in our, you know, pretty much in every avenue of our life.
Right. So we have these multifaceted lives. We have our personal lives, our relationships. We have our careers, our wants, dreams, hopes, all those sorts of things. I think a good place to start is identification. A lot of the, you know, you read a lot of popular books recently, The Secret, or even older ones, Think and Grow Rich, all these sort
That's
of help,
the best
self-help,
one, I'm telling
motivational.
You, yeah.
A lot of these books are really teaching people about identifying first what their goals are, what they want, or even for the people who don't know what they want, how to find that, make that your goal,
right.
Figuring it out.
I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and you are we're talking about the brighter side of your life, and we are in the 805. Spence, what's your thought on that? I mean, do you meet people all the time that want to have these big ideas, but then they just kind of fall short because, right, they're putting things on hold?
One of the best questions on examining yourself and your life is if you're interviewing somebody. I think we talked about this. One of the great questions
is when
you ask somebody, well, what do you want to do? Tell me something you want to do. And they say, you know, I want to complete a marathon. And then you ask them, what are you doing to get there?
The follow-up question.
And they stare at you.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing. Well, you know, as soon as I find a great girl, I'll be perfect. Well, what are you doing to get that? Well, I'm just hoping she'll come along.
Yeah, it's kind of like the 80-20 rule in a way. It's exactly that. How do you
Pareto,
finish
yeah.
the thought?
Yeah, and what do you do? And that's the whole idea of examining. I really like the thing. What are you doing to get there? What's your path? And, how's it looking?
Yeah, and I think that's it. That's really, I mean, that nails it down, the examine life. What are you doing to get there? Are you, and you know what? Here's the thing. If you think right now, I'm not doing anything to get there, it's okay. Identify that and know that you need to change a different road.
Yeah, and another thing that's interesting, I think going around here, we have three levels of in shape right now. And the thing that's funny, people, I'm 55.
Hey, wait, three levels?
Hold well, on. I'm going.
Okay, because I was just wondering, like,
but,
you know.
But if you look at, so at 55, I'm actually in fairly good shape.
You're in great shape.
But I want to be in that kind of shape. So what am I doing to get there?
And what's the third level?
And people will say things like...
Yeah, what's the third level, Tom?
I feel you're looking at me.
The fourth level is 911.
Okay.
but what...
Cardiac arrest. Defibrillator.
Well, it's easy for you because you're in shape. And I said, and how do you think I got there?
Because you're working it.
But it all starts off with a plan and a goal. Mm-hmm. And how are you going to get there?
And I'm a big proponent of lists. A lot of people love to keep their ideas, their dreams, and their hopes in the ethereal mind state, you might say, and it's very difficult to turn anything concrete out of a thought. You have to, so it begins with maybe somehow actualizing that thought.
Making
so
a list.
By even writing it down, somehow will it instills a certain amount of accountability. It stares back at you in your head. If your thought moves, oh, that's a good TV show I'm watching now, all of a sudden you forgot about the things you needed to do, whereas the list stares at you. It stares back at you. So I'm a big proponent of making lists and always prioritizing lists. We've had a number of guests on the show there's a repetition.
Yeah,
to
once
succeeding.
You have it on paper, you've actually identified it's your first thing that you're
doing.
It's
no different when I was doing personal training and you have achievement goals and your clients like to know that they're improving, so their weight sets could get higher, their reps can get higher. You know, they
exactly.
can actually see it. It's
yes.
it's not like they're showing up and it's just kind of like they have to see this abstract transformation
right.
over the course of 6 weeks. No, even one lesson to the next lesson, they can actually see. Even if you make these little minor increment as a trainer or a consultant, life coach, whatever it is
exactly.
you're doing, a teacher, little increment gains are huge for us psychologically.
It's
yeah.
what we do. We teach people when they come in the gym. Everybody wants to wait. That's just what we want to wait. I'm going to wait the next week. I'm going to wait the next month. And it's just like he said, when you wait, next thing you know, it's 6 months in the year, and you're like, whoa. So I always ask people when they come in, write your goals down.
So in line
and,
with what
and,
you said.
And when we look at that in 2 weeks, because in the sports world, in the health world, it takes 2 weeks to make or break a habit. So if you think about and concentrate on doing what you need to do, your goal for 2 weeks, it's going to sink.
Right.
But if you don't, and you veer from that, we're back to the waiting game.
Wow. Here's where I'm going to actually now I'd go in a slightly different direction. Besides the list of the things you want to do, I also recommend making a list of the things that you, even if you haven't thought about this before, try making a list of the obstacles that might be blocking your path.
Oh, great point.
Because, if we leave those in the abstract in our mind, we won't even be aware that they're there sometimes.
Mm.
So besides just the positive goals, track what is actually might be holding you back or obstacles or setbacks. And it could be a job, it could be a person, a relationship, even with yourself. There could be, you know, there's a lot of different factors.
And be honest with yourself. I mean, you know, it's like you're only hurting yourself if you're not, right? 'Cause
there's a funny thing about honesty. And I've always felt, and there's, I don't know, my mom kind of instilled this in me. When you tell the truth, you never need to remember a story. You never need to back it up
that
with some BS.
That is what I've always told.
When you
my
tell
kids
the
too.
Truth, it's the easiest thing in the world, because when someone asks you a question, you're never caught thinking, what do I answer? If it's the truth. And the other thing is, in a more philosophical sense, the truth is reality. When we deviate, we automatically create contradictions, and we're deviating from reality.
Right.
Which is,
but Sean, that's not kind of what I meant. But I totally agree with your mom, and I agree with that. If you tell stories, then you have to remember all those stories to all these different people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about sometimes we say, I'm happy. I like this job. But in reality, you're really not happy. But how do you get to that? You know what I mean? And sometimes we kind of candy coat it so that we can get through the day.
I mean, they have sayings like money can't buy you happiness, but it sure can make it comfortable.
Sure can make it a lot easier.
As they say. Yeah,
I'll give it one try.
Right,
exactly.
And actually, it's not even true for everyone. There are a lot of people where their goal, they don't really have like a particular thing that they enjoy doing so much, but they do enjoy being successful. Sometimes success like makes you enjoy the things you're doing more than, you know, and maybe that's sometimes a way that people get caught up. I have a lot of friends who are successful doctors or attorneys, and they really just want to be a writer. You know, they really want to do what I'm doing, but they don't understand that they give
Tom
up.
Tom said is, what are you doing to get there? And
exactly.
Yes, so many people can't get off of that wheel, right? But you don't have to get off your wheel. You just have to keep trying to get somewhere.
And back to the lists of the positive goals. You know, you can have these big goals, and you can have these little daily goals.
Right.
Changing a habit, like you said, it takes 2 weeks to change a habit or build a habit. There's always the little goals, and if you can just check a couple things off that list every day, you'll find yourself really like just a transformation just from that, because you'll see gains. It does add up. It's like collecting the pennies.
Right.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, I'm reading a book right now where it says, you know, spend 10 minutes a day just working on something, a project that you want to complete. And it says by the end of that year, you'll spend, you know, countless hours towards that goal.
That's
if you
so
just
good.
Dedicate 10, 15 minutes a day.
Exactly. You know, we're going to take a really quick break. This is so interesting. I love it. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we've got a full party here.
Of the 805.
That's right. And you know what I'm going to do is give away a gift certificate to Bank of Books. And all you have to do is, you know, call in at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Leave us your name and your number and your email, and we will find out. You will find out if you are one of our winners. That's Bank of Books. There's three locations. There's two out here and one in Malibu. So definitely call in right now. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here and starting your day in a positive way. We've got a full studio. We've got Sean, and we've got Spence, and we've got David, and we've got John. And we're talking right now with Sean on about kind of examined life, your examined life. Take a moment to look at your life and really kind of look in the mirror and see, are you happy with where you're at? I mean, that's something that we talk about all the time on the Kim Pagano Show, because we're all about the brighter side. It's about the brighter side of living at your fullest, highest potential and really knowing what your gift in life is. What is your gift that that everybody has their own something that they were brought in to do in this life, right? And that nobody else can have that. I mean, they might have something different, a little bit the same. I mean, but it's your own individual gift.
Yeah, and this is a very practical, as far as practices, daily practices go, there's a lot of practicality here. A lot of people think that there's, you know, they're too busy. They start their day and they're off. And then they basically are running at 100% until their head hits the pillow again. And those days tend to rack up real quickly. And what they don't realize, one of the side effects of doing a daily practice of examining your life and what you're doing is you'll actually be, it increases efficiency. It increases accountability. So I'd like to leave the listeners with this segment for it. Just let's talk about accountability. Being once you make a list of the things you are doing towards your goals and a list of the things that might be hampering you, that list is now that it holds you accountability. It's accountable. It's no longer this abstract in your mind. And if you just let that list sit there, it's going to start haunting you.
But you know what? You want to almost like, you know, where you guys go and brush your teeth every morning, mm-hmm. or where you blow dry your hair.
Yeah.
Stick it up there. Stick it in your car.
Exactly. Put it somewhere where you're going to have to, it's going to stare at you.
Yeah.
And so, for example, one of the like main things that I think we all, even when we're in shape, I'm in pretty good shape, but you always feel like you can be in better shape. You can always be doing a little bit more for yourself. Those are things to give you. So what I found when I was years ago doing personal training, I'll open this up to David as we segue to you, what I noticed is after a while, my clients knew the exercises. They knew how to exercise. They knew the exercises. They knew how many reps, how many sets, all that. Why they hired me and why I was working and showing up is that accountability, for a certain, because that's what
they wanted to.
They
make
wanted
sure
someone
that
to hold them accountable, and then they showed up. And so do whatever, if it takes hiring a personal trainer to change your life, do it. It's a cheap investment, because when you exercise, you have more energy, you move faster in the day, you'll actually get your work done. You'll get more work done. So start with yourself, you know, I like to say, and hold yourself accountable, make lists.
And I have to add one more thing to that. The big thing you want to do is, so many people, you know, our iPhones or our phones or our books, our appointment books, block in the time.
Yeah.
Because we can all be busy. There's a bazillion things that happen, and life happens every single day. And, you know, the best of us try, but if you don't, like, really block in that time, almost like a meeting or like something that your time, me time, that's what it's all about.
So before we go to David, I just want to say that if we do this again, the examine life, I think the next topic we should talk about are, what are some core beliefs that I once held that I no longer believe are true?
All right, I'm going to hold you to that.
So, that'll be a fun one.
There you go. All right. Well, let's move over to David York. And David just opened up a new place, York's Core and Fitness Center, right?
Yes, yes.
And it's over on 3000 Bunsen Avenue out here in Ventura. And so it's a functional training center designed to provide quality personal training to develop athletes mostly, right? But you really deal with all ages, right? And that's something that you're really passionate about?
Yes, it is. It's more, and I take it away from just athletes. I'm talking about people in general. So when we say athletes, I think everybody's an athlete in their own way. We all have different talents. So, but this center is built so people can take that next level up in their lives.
What age groups do you work with right now?
I work with all age groups, but my favorite are the tiny tots and the middle schools. I feel like as parents, I'm one. I've seen it over the years of training that parents just put their kids in a sport. They don't think about it. They look at soccer because they played soccer in high school. They were a gym rat. They were a captain of the football
team. So whatever
they've
done, that's kind of the road that
they mirror their kids into that. So I've seen that over the time and times. And that's at the professional level also. These guys are playing basketball, and they're thinking, well, I've been a basketball player for 10 years. My kid's going to play basketball. Well, he likes gymnastics.
Exactly.
So
and where does that?
They don't necessarily have to inherit their parents.
Exactly. But I could say and it's a high percentage that most parents want their kids to play what they played in high school.
Right. So, Spence, mm-hmm. Did you play hockey?
I very, very little, and it was street hockey. Cole fell into I was at the Highland Games.
Yeah.
If anybody's familiar with the Highland Games, it's the Scottish Games. I did those for a while, and I was doing the caber and the stone and all of the above. We were walking down the street, and bam, this guy comes out and says, "Hey, kid, come over here." And he says, "Try shooting this hockey puck." Next thing you know, we get a certificate. We're over at the rink, and my kid's played for 5 years now.
Oh, God. It's
zero
like
intention. Thousands of dollars.
Oh, you don't even.
Hey,
yeah,
not
you
as
do
much.
Know. That's right.
Not as much as racing, let me tell you, okay? My husband was just building a race go-kart place, and he's like, "What are these little guys doing walking in here?" Next thing I know, here we are. My son's been racing since he's four.
But I'm in full agreement with that. And there was a great episode of the Bernie Mac show where Bernie Mac was a big dude. His kid was going to play ball. And it ended up, he was in gymnastics. Not only in gymnastics, but with a ribbon and ripping it around. And his dad was mortified, horrified, embarrassed. His son was not. And then he saw him do it. And there was a moment of, la, and he got it.
He got it.
And that's the thing. And I could not... So many parents throw their music on their kids.
Yeah.
They throw everything.
Yes.
Yeah. John, you have kids too. What are your? How old are your kids?
I have a 3 and a 5-year-old. I have two girls.
Okay, so what are your girls gonna do? Is there a sport that you're passionate or your wife was passionate?
Well, you know, I was never in ballet personally.
I was hoping, okay.
But you know, they're both in ballet, and you know, I think it's fair enough to expose them to it for a few years, and let them make the decision if they want to continue it. And we just started AYSO.
Oh, okay. I did that softball.
My parents had an interesting thing. If I wanted to do karate, my sister had to do it with me, and if I wanted to do it though, I had to do ballet with her.
Really? So did you take ballet?
So she did karate and I did ballet.
That's a nice balance.
And it actually, the ballet really did improve the martial arts through for my whole life.
There's some boys that go to...
We'll get you in that studio, John. Bedazzled bottle of wine will get you.
My ballet days are long gone. I'm sorry. But you know, there are some boys that are in the ballet class with my daughters. And I mean, they're fabulous. And they go and they do their performances. And
plus, you're surrounded with cute girls.
I know. What
it's
a smart thing. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, David, I got a question for you. What's the youngest kid age group that you train and you take on?
Well, most of them, you want to start kids out. And sometimes I agree with it and sometimes don't, based on the parents. But 5 is a really good time to just introduce kids to their abilities. And I'm not saying a sport. I say an ability. And what I do is I take out balls and sticks and ladders and everything they could do, and I just let the kids go at it. So I don't pretty much let kids do it. If a kid goes pick up a basketball, he picks it up. If he picks up a soccer ball, he picks it up. So I don't pretty much, to answer your question, I do it, but I don't give them a sport. I give them the opportunity to just experiment.
That's great. You know, AYSO has changed so much when I was a kid. You know, we went out there and we played, and now it's kind of what you're saying, David, is that, you know, it's make it fun, introduce them to the game.
Yeah.
You know, just give them some skills on just basic rules and let them run.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what are some of the great fitness things that you're going to be doing there at your at York's Core Fitness?
What I did at York's Core Fitness is that I took a step level higher. I brought in artificial turf. I got about 4,500 square foot of artificial turf indoors. So when kids are trying to learn their sports, which they will be playing on in the future, they can learn it on indoors. And that's from soccer to football to volleyball to softball, every sport that you can name other than ping pong. And ping pong is a sport, but I don't have it in there. So.
Right. So I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. For any reason, it's a whole completely different show. And for any reason you miss any of my shows, you can always go to KimPaganoShow.com and listen there. You can listen on iTunes. They're all downloaded there. Also, we've been putting them on Facebook, too, so that everybody can listen. And we've always got lots of things going on our Facebook. We've got we're
working on a sweepstakes application.
Yeah.
We had to do some work on your different pages that you currently have.
Yeah,
So we had to convert one to a business page, merge those pages, and then once we get all those approved by Facebook, we'll be able to create a sweepstakes where we'll be able to put a few different prizes together, and people can enter to win on your Kim Pagano Show on Facebook.
Right. So right now, all you need to do is go to the Kim Pagano Show, like it, and share us, and you will be entered in for all these great things that we've got coming up right now. And so I'm really excited about that. Again, right now, I've also got some tickets to the Holiday Swing Big Band, and that is December 6th, Friday from 8 to 10:30, and that's at Poinsettia. So what I would love to do is, if you are interested in winning those, give us an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, and just let me know your name and number and your email, or you can call 805-419-0008, leave us your name and email and phone number, and we will let you know if you are one of our winners. Wow. So also, we do have a $50 gift certificate right now to Lures Fish House, and they've got places all over. They've got one in Ventura, one in Camarillo, and one in Westlake, and so I would love that to end up in somebody's home over there. All right, so right now we're talking with David York, and for anybody that hasn't heard about you, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
I came to Ventura, San Diego way. I was actually going to school to be a teacher, and actually was great, and my brother ended up having a chance to play with the Chargers, and we walked on the field, and we walked off the field. That's how quick that system works. So had a coach that was leaving and came up here, and he said, "I'm working for the Raiders. Do you want to come?"
Wow.
And I came, and Ventura became my home. I love Ventura. I think it's a hidden haven. I think it's one of those places that people drive by, and they look and look and look and look, and next thing you know, they're like, "I missed it."
Yeah, so it's small, but there's so much going on out here.
It's a great
you.
Place, and
it is.
I just happened to be in the world of sports and ended up training some champions, actually, and I fell into their lap. So
that's cool. So let me ask you: can you leave us with some tips that we can stay fit during the holiday season?
I always put my clients on I call it a 80-20, 70-30 diet, and what that is that we always think that as trainers, you tell people what to eat. And I sometimes disagree with that, and sometimes I do. But you can tell somebody what to eat, excuse me, and they're going to do it for one day.
Right. Okay. So, you know what? Okay. He's choking on us here. But you're right. They are going to do it for one day, correct?
Right.
But you have to maintain it, correct?
Yes, you do. The point on that is that with an 80-20 diet, 80% of the time you eat what you want.
Okay.
I mean, 20% of the time you eat what you want. 80% of the time, you watch what you eat.
So is that like 5 days a week you would eat really good, right? And then maybe you pick one day a week that you go off your diet and you have fun, because then you don't feel like you are, you know, really keeping yourself from that. John, do you do that?
You know, I, what is it, the seafood diet where I
seafood and eat it
lately? And I'm going back to the earlier segment where I'm waiting till the new year.
Uh-oh. You better write your goals down, right? I mean, that's what it's all about is, you know, Tom, I know you're really good about this, right?
I eat like mad. I eat way too much food. I weigh about almost 200 pounds. I'm probably about 20 over, and it drives me nuts.
Well,
I've got to find the way.
And I always say to people, when you're done, stop.
We're done always eating?
Yes, when we were always taught as kids to eat everything on your plate. You got to eat everything on your plate. And that's old school style. New school style is when you're done eating, stop.
Right.
There's no need to take that last piece of pie that no one wants.
Yeah, that is true. Or if you're just eating and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm full, but I still have, should I finish it? No.
And the other thing is bigger bowls, bigger plates.
Oh, you're right.
It's a great story about a woman who inherited china from her grandmother. And she was looking at the plates and she said, these are beautiful dinner plates. So she went to an antique guy and she said, I need to find more of these dinner plates. And the guy looked them up. She was looking at the serving plate.
Oh.
So it shows you how we've changed. In the old days, the dinner plate was this rather tiny plate.
Oh.
And she thought the serving plate was the dinner plate. And it just shows you, just go to the Olive Garden for crying out loud, right?
Yes, yes.
So you can get food there and eat it tomorrow.
The next day.
So,
yes.
So what do we do to know we're done, though? See
yeah.
what I'm saying? Because I think we're on the same page here. It's like, I really enjoy eating. I sincerely enjoy eating.
I really think when it gets to the point to where if you got to look at it twice and you got to just bow at it, you got to tell yourself you're done.
If it's a competition, maybe
you're done. If
you're
looking at the guy next across the table and go, and you're getting a clap in your hands, come on.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
It's over.
You guys talk about the generational eating. And, you know, I have my mother-in-law, and I love her to death. She's 80 years old, a wonderful cook. And we go to her house. She always makes way too much. And come on, John, there's more food.
Exactly.
Have another, eat some more. I made it for you. What are you going to do?
I think she just likes to watch you eat.
Yeah. But say, you know, can you make me a goodie bag to go home? Yeah.
And there's plenty to go home. And it's always great. And we always eat it. But, you know, there's some guilt in that as well, that you feel.
Yeah, I know. But that's where you got to, like, go, you know what? I'm taking really good care of my body. I love your cooking, but I'm only going to eat this much. Right?
You got to have it because, like, it goes back to what you guys talked about a week
your
ago.
Belief.
Your belief. Yes, you got to have a weight.
Yeah.
You got to have a time to say, okay, I've had enough.
Right. So David York, we're talking with David York right now. He has a new place that's just opening up, York's Core and Fitness, and it's a training center right here off of Bunsen in Ventura. What motivates you to train people?
I think it's the kids. I think that, especially in Ventura, what I learned about Ventura is that Ventura is one of the counties that produce more kids to get scholarships and go off to professional sports or go into the world of sports than most of the counties around.
Wow.
And Ventura really, the parents really supports their kids in sports. And there's a lot of counties and that I've seen and I've visited that doesn't do that. They use the YMCA, which is not bad, and they use a lot of things. But Ventura has a lot of space. You're 2 miles from the beach and you're 2 miles from the hills. So you can pretty much do all this in one day. You can go have a workout at the beach and turn around, go to the park in another hour, and then turn around and walk the hills in the next 30 minutes.
So much to do.
Yes.
And you know what? I think that we need to get more outside. You know,
yes.
So many of us are in front of the TV, in front of the computer, in front of, you know, the games. We need to get outside. We need to walk. I mean, there's so many things to do.
Well, they've made life so easy for us now with the phones. I mean, you can download a workout on the phone.
You can go to
YouTube and watch everybody fall and trip, and then you try not to do it.
Yeah.
It's those things of, it doesn't matter what you do. It's like, it's at our beckoning call. It's
right.
at our hand.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm so glad that you've been able to come on with us, and everybody needs to go over and check out his new studio over there, you know, and so we're going to talk about that. I'll post it and let everybody know where it is. We're going to take a really quick break, and right now, give us a call at 805-419-0008. Get your name in for all the things that we've been giving away. All you need to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we'll be talking to Jonathan Boring.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that all of you out there had an amazing Thanksgiving, and that I hope that you're able to enjoy, the rest of the weekend. Lots of people have different holiday friends and families in. And Jonathan, what did you do for Thanksgiving?
You know, I went up to Arrowhead. Lake Arrowhead.
Oh, one of my favorite places.
I took the family up there. We had to skip out on the family reunion that's out in the Florida Keys this year, unfortunately.
Oh, darn. Okay, yeah.
Due to work constraints. Yeah. But so we got away, and we just took the girls up there and, had some turkey. And, because we couldn't go to the Florida Keys, I made my key lime pie raspberry.
Are you a chef? I mean, like, do you?
I do enjoy to cook.
Oh,
homemade
okay.
Graham cracker crust and of course a nice Pinot Noir to go with the turkey.
Yeah. Okay.
And of course the key lime pie goes well with a shot of Patron.
Okay, I'm all over it. I'm all over it. Wow. Did you bring us any in here? So
we ate it all. Going the other direction of fitness and health.
Nice. All right. Well, I do want to remind everybody, if you are just tuning in right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. We're talking about positive ways to enhance your life, enhance your business. You never know what we're going to talk about. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, a completely another show that has different guests and different topics. So definitely tune on in to my 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. I've got Spence in our studio, and we've got Jonathan Boring, and we've got David York, and we've been talking a little bit about lots of different things. But Jonathan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I graduated from CU Boulder back in 1990, and came back home, I graduated with a marketing degree, and I came back home to work with a family business, which is the California Wine Club. And about 5 years ago, as director of sales and marketing, we started a Facebook page. And within about 2 or 3 months, we had about 2,000 Facebook followers, and we started actually selling wine via Facebook.
Oh.
Then we started a Twitter page. We started working with bloggers, writing blogs, working on LinkedIn and Yelp. And we had such success with it. I had a dentist friend, Dr. Zubiak in Camarillo, asked me if I would help him out, and we started seeing some success. He referred me to an orthodontist, and so on and so forth. The next, started my own business called Social Spice Media, directly focused in social media marketing. So I basically, I keep one foot in the wine industry with the California Wine Club because
I love it.
You know, it's a family business and it is wine.
Okay, so, where's my wine?
I didn't bring any today. Okay. We could do a wine tasting on air.
There we go. Okay, that little flight, right?
Of course. But you know, my real passion is marketing. And so being able to use social media marketing, which is that next tool for businesses, and being able to help multiple businesses because no two strategies are the same. So,
and that's something that you're helping me with my show and stuff that I'm doing. And I think that there is such a presence on online now. I mean, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. But you have to be sure that you're in line with who you are. And isn't that something that's important?
That's exactly true. You have to be true to your brand and who you are and have your own voice. And you have to realize that this is marketing, but it is social. So the biggest mistake that I see most businesses and brands make is talking about themselves far too much and not interacting and engaging. We all hear about how great businesses are from businesses and brands. It's when you can get your customers and your followers to start talking about how great you are.
Yeah, there's nothing better than somebody else saying that you did a great job, right?
Yeah, and being able to
buy that kind of advertising.
Exactly.
And being able to foster that communication and conversation using the different social media channels. And the way you use Facebook is different than Twitter, and Twitter is different than LinkedIn, and LinkedIn's different than YouTube, and writing a blog is different than creating a video. And so what pieces of the puzzle do you need to be using to be able to paint that marketing picture for your end client?
All right. Well, I'm so glad that you're here to help me. I'm telling you. David, what are you doing for your studio?
You know, it's just funny that we just talked about the social media.
Ah.
And, I talk about Ventura being a small world. I've known John.
I know. Isn't that funny?
I always had this connection.
Years. Yeah.
So, but to hear him talk now, it's like, wow, I got a feather in my cap. Now.
There you go. Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you have like some of your workouts on YouTube or anything like that?
We are just starting that. Actually, I wanted to entwine the little kids to give videos out. Everybody thinks that I'm surrounded with professionals, I don't need that on my website. I want the little kids and the middle schools.
Do you have children, David?
I have a 4-year-old. I have a 4-year-old, Jaden.
Yeah, okay.
He's a pistol, but yeah. So,
does he come in and work out with you?
He comes in and turns over everything.
Yeah, he works out the place,
yes,
right?
So,
exactly.
Yeah, so he's a pistol.
Yeah. Spence, how do you use social net? I know, what's your thought on that?
It's funny. The way it's going right now, the KVTA Facebook page is what we're concentrating on with local news. Now, we went in 1 year from obviously zero. I think we're at 22,000 now on likes.
Mm-hmm.
But we really don't know what to do with it. We have a very active, within the likes, people who are interacting with us usually hits 5, 6, 7, 10,000 even sometimes. Very, very active.
Right,
but now
right.
What? You know, one,
yeah, now,
how do we seriously
yeah,
monetize it with
people are talking about it. Isn't that a big thing?
That's a very big thing.
So
is the thing you have to realize with Facebook is that Facebook has an algorithm that looks at to see how many likes, shares, and comments you have. And if Facebook says, hey, this has a lot of interest, Facebook actually takes it out and promotes it even more for you. When you have something that gets zero shares, likes, or comments, Facebook says, you know what, this probably isn't interesting, so we're going to go ahead and hide this from your fans' newsfeed.
So they even hide it for you.
It's not going to get a lot of promotion.
Yeah.
So that's why having engaging content, I think, involving the kids. I mean, that's real.
Yeah.
You can show athletes, which is fun, but, showing kids
exactly.
Working out, having a good time, being interactive, responding, asking questions. What do you want to see? What would you like to hear from me?
Yeah.
Just asking questions.
In your opinion, and this is a question for the media, social media, is one popular than the other?
Good question.
I'm sure.
Well, they're all different needs though, right?
Exactly, but
correct. And I'm probably going to get a lot of flack from this from my cohorts and social media, but Facebook, 2 out of every 3 Americans are on Facebook. So I mean, it is the 800-pound gorilla that's in the room right now. Twitter, I mean, there's something like 44 million Americans on Twitter. So I mean, it's just not as big, and it's more confusing to use for most people.
It is really confusing for me. I don't know. So somebody tweets, thanks for a great show. And then I'm like, am I going to tweet it back, right? Or what do you know?
You thank them and retweet it.
So it's retweet. Okay, see, yeah, there you
but,
go.
But, you know, you still want to interact, but it's just a different type of interaction. I mean, Twitter's kind of called the cocktail party of social media because you only have 140 characters.
Well, isn't Instagram like that too, but it's just more pictures?
Yeah, and so I think of Instagram as more of a stripped-down Facebook. So I think, you know, Instagram would be big for you because that's where the kids are hanging out.
Right.
So you got to know who your audience is and what tools to be using. The biggest, fastest growing demographic right now on social media is the 50 to 70 year olds. I mean, their social networking has more than doubled in the last 18 months. So, you know, that's one demographic there. Instagram is another. Shooting small little YouTube videos on your iPhone, you can upload it to YouTube and then kick it over to your Facebook page so people can see what you're doing, giving tips, techniques, tricks. You know, and YouTube is now becoming the how-to of social media. You want to learn how to tie a tie? Go to YouTube. You want to learn how to bake a cake? Go to YouTube.
And I have to tell you, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in, we're almost at the end of our show, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got David York, we've got Jonathan Boring, Tom Spence, and myself, Kim. And we're talking about social net right now with Social Spice Media, John Boring. But, you know, it is so true, is our kids now, you know, we used to have to try to figure it out ourselves. Now they just go on and, like, look at it, you know, and they're like, oh, yeah, okay, you want to play that? They don't come and ask us anymore because they can just go on there and figure it all out.
You know, I attribute it to where my parents used to ask me to set the clock on the old VCR. You know, that was how in tune we were with technology.
Challenging.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, and now parents are trying to navigate, you know, social media, which is much more challenging.
I was just helping my mom the other day. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So you know what I did? And I've been doing this for a long time, right? But I finally just said, okay, what are your favorite things you want to go in? Because they're all over here. And so all she has to do is, put them there. So she was like, because she can't enjoy it. And I could spend hours and hours on the internet. It's like a whole world out there. I mean, that's another thing, though. That's another problem, right? I mean, we have people that are just, they waste so much time on, you know, on emails and Facebook and all that stuff. How much time should you really spend for your business?
For your business, you know, a good...
I heard there was a 10-20-30, so it's 1 hour a day, right? So 10 minutes on one, maybe you don't feel so... You know, that's not that important. And 20 minutes on another one that you want to just put your information in, 30 minutes on whichever one you think that.
You know, it depends on what your strategy is and what you're looking to accomplish. For most people, I think it's anywhere from about 45 minutes to an hour a day. If you're going to do it right, if you're going to sit down and you're going to look at your analytics, see what's happening, interact with your fans. And social media is just not being on Facebook. Sometimes it's sitting down and having a thought-provoking question. How do I want to get this message out, and what's the best way to say it? Not just spend 5 minutes and, you know, tweet something out or put something on about Facebook, but it's a thought-provoking process, which can be challenging sometimes to do.
Wow, I totally agree. So when you say that, where do you start? And do you sit down with people and find out what their thought process is?
Typically for me, I sit down with a business owner for an hour to 2 hours with an exploratory meeting, figuring out what their goals are, what their objectives are, educating them a little bit on social media and the difference, because a lot of people are worried about social media because it is social and people can talk about you and it's two-way interaction. And you kind of got to break down those old barriers of marketing because, you know, 10 years ago, even 7 years ago, you'd spend $20,000-$30,000 on a direct mail campaign, spend a few hours, send it out, and the phone would ring. And social media is more of a grassroots movement. You got to get people in there. You got to engage with them. And, you know, you start at 5 followers and 10 followers and 20.
Do you ever recommend paying Facebook to promote you? Because I know I see a lot of that, you know, on there. Is that something you do?
Periodically, from time to time, it can give you a good jump start. Facebook
really?
Has a lot of great back-end demographics, but then again, navigating those demographics sometimes can be a little challenging if you're not familiar with what you're doing. And
so what scares me is, so you put on there $5, I don't know, just say, right?
Right.
Okay. What if you get hit like so many times that you owe this huge amount? How does that work?
Well, you put up how much money you want to spend per day.
So a budget?
So you have a budget, a daily budget that you set. But the problem is that if you're not managing that budget and watching it, you can burn through that budget very fast without seeing any results.
Okay. So that's something. Okay.
Something you definitely have to watch and keep mindful of. And that's just one more part of the working puzzle that is social media.
Wow. So, okay, if somebody was going to start with you, what would they do?
They would give us a call at 805-482-8312. Or, of course, they can visit our Facebook page, which is Social Spice Media. Or they can find us online at www.socialspicemedia.com. And okay. We're here to help.
Perfect. David, where does everybody find you?
You can find me at 300 Bunsen Suite Inn, phone number 805-256-1360.
Okay, and again, do you guys have a website?
Yes, we do. It's yorkscoreandfitness.com, or right. You can go yorkscoreandfitness@outlook.com.
Okay, and leave us with one tip that somebody can do today to get their life on track.
I say when you're watching your favorite movie, every time there's a commercial, do 10 sit-ups.
Oh, good idea. Or you're talking on the phone. Don't sit down. Walk
yes.
around, right?
Yes.
My husband does that already. I mean, I think the guy does, like, tracks, you know? All right. Well, you know what? I love it. I can't wait to see it. Thank you so much for being a guest.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Spence. And thank you for all of you out there. I hope that you had a great Thanksgiving. Remind you of my 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. So while it's true that Thanksgiving only comes once a year, we should actually celebrate thanks each and every day. It's just a matter of learning to live with a spirit of gratitude. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you later.